One of the biggest changes for the music industry is the shift from CDs to downloadable music files. But there are still artists who prefer their music to be available on a tangible medium, even one as old as vinyl. The record label Maximum Ames publishes all of its titles on vinyl, including H.D. Harmson's first album, which comes out today. Iowa Public Radio's John Pemble reports.
25-year-old songwriter and singer Dustin Harmson has been in bands since he was a teenager, but today he works as a solo artist under the name H.D. Harmson. Harmson's first full-length collection is titled Papoose. He began recording 2 years ago in a studio that only uses analog tape recorders because he wanted to capture the sonic characteristic of music recorded 30 to 50 years ago. Harmson says since he was no longer in a band, he had to rely on his musician friends.
It took an entire year to make the album, and we had to travel an hour out of Des Moines, which, you know, most of the people I worked with were Des Moines and Ames based. So to have people that believed enough in me to do that for me meant a lot to me. And it's an amazing testament of the beauty of friendship for me. Come cover me.
One of those friends is Chris Ford, who, in addition to fronting his own band, Christopher the Conquered, took on the role as Harmson's producer.
When we started working on Papoose, it was very much Dustin was, I remember this very specifically, he was like, I want to make 50 copies on vinyl. At first, I was just like, that's cool. I just like, this is my first producing thing. I just want to just be a part of it. I love these songs. And then after we got through about half, maybe halfway through making the record, it was just like, we have to make this bigger. It's really, we're excited about it now.
Ford is also from the label Maximum Ames Records and slated Papoose to be a CD and vinyl release. The price to publish this music as a CD is $1 per disc, but it costs $7 for each 12-inch record. Ford says it's worth spending the extra money.
Everything about it says that this is like a meaningful release put together by the artist. And when you own a record on vinyl, you paid more for it. That's something that you're very less likely to throw away. And I understand now everybody's a fan of it, and that's okay. But for the people that are, I think it's about putting a higher value on these creations.
You shouldn't take it for granted anytime you write a song.
Ford prefers to listen to music from vinyl. So does Dustin Harmson.
It takes music from being kind of a passive experience to a real active experience in which that you have to go set the vinyl down on the turntable, clean it off, listen to one side of it. Was that enough of a musical experience for me? You know, you have that moment of clarity of just kind of digesting what it was that you just listened to.
For the first run of Papoose, Maximum Ames Records ordered 300 vinyl records, 500 CDs, and have made it available as downloadable music files. Harmson says he's happy his music is on all of these mediums, and he's ready to write new songs.
The next album, I can do it. I can do whatever I want. You know, with going through all those different types of music and all these different things, if I want to make a funk album next, I can do that. The inspiration that I had for Papoose will continue as long as I can continue.
In Des Moines, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.